On the Afternoon Magazine, I'm Jay Pierce. Joining us now on the telephone, Jeff Bryant, who is president of the Champaign-Urbana Astronomical Society. And good afternoon to you, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
We'll be talking about the Perseid meteor shower that we'll be able to see tonight, considering that skies will be clear enough for that around the area. And I guess that's an important consideration. We'll be,
yes, it is.
We'll be hoping that we do have a chance of a mix of some clouds and a chance for a shower and partly cloudy skies here and there, depending upon exactly where you are. The greater chance for the showers would be up north and more clouds. We're actually supposed to be partly cloudy, so hopefully there'll be some clear spots.
Correct.
Where do we look?
Well, it all depends on timing. If you go out earlier, Perseids can appear anywhere across the sky. They tend to originate at a point that's in the northeast if you're up in the early morning. They appear to originate from the constellation Perseus, which is where they get the name the Perseids. Now, because they originate from that point, they actually can appear just about anywhere in the sky, but they will all kind of point back in that direction.
Okay. And how early should we start looking?
Best guess would probably be around 10 o'clock. Now, that's not technically the best time to look. The best time to look would be after 2 a.m. That's very late tonight, before and leading up to the time just before dawn. However, 10 p.m. and later is probably good. At the 10 p.m. time, you probably won't see as many, but the ones you will see will be kind of grazing the Earth's atmosphere. So they might tend to last a little bit longer, maybe be a little bit brighter, too.
What makes these? Well, first of all, where does this come from? What exactly is it, and where is it coming from?
Well, the Perseid meteor shower, just like all meteor showers, are actually these occur regularly every year when the Earth passes through basically the exhaust trail of a comet. Now, these comets don't necessarily have to have passed by recently. The Perseid meteor shower originates from Comet Swift-Tuttle. This is a comet that has approximately 130-year orbit. And based on when its last pass was and exactly where we're passing through this debris tail, you'll get varying performance for the meteor shower from year to year. This year, actually, this will be very well placed for people in Europe and Asia. They're going to be facing the comet trail during a time period when we're going through a trail that came from the 1862 passage of Comet Swift-Tuttle. Wow. So people in Europe and Asia might actually get a little bit better show than those of us here in the U.S. Not that they'll necessarily be bright, but there could be more of them.
Yeah.
We won't be quite as well placed. That it's a very narrow area that we're going to be passing through for that particular trail, but we will get to see the typical performance, which is probably on the order of 40 to 60 per hour.
40 to 60 per hour, so a pretty good chance, given the fact that we do have clear enough sky, that you're going to see at least a few of these streaks in the
sky. With any luck.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they look like. They're kind of like shooting stars, I guess.
Exactly. What most people call shooting stars are actually just these little dust particles coming from these comet trails hitting the atmosphere and burning up. Most of them are probably the size of sand grains.
Wow. And that's what causes the light that we see.
Correct.
The size of sand grains, then why do we, how are they visible to us so far away?
Well, the friction that they encounter in the atmosphere when they hit is pretty enormous. I mean, just like when the space shuttle reenters the atmosphere and it undergoes tremendous heating, these things are moving at very high speeds. So even though they're very small, you know, a bullet, for example, you wouldn't think, you know, being as small as it is could hurt somebody. But when you move it that much, it carries a lot of momentum with it. So when it hits the atmosphere, it's going to generate a lot of friction, and it causes these things to really glow hot.
So the best thing to do then is to go out after 10 o'clock tonight, look toward the northeast.
Correct.
The peak time would be between, what, about 2 and 5 o'clock in the morning?
2 and 5 o'clock in the morning, but you can start pretty much, I would recommend after 10, but you can pretty much start any time in the evening. The later, the better.
And get away from lights.
That's the best. You'll get the best performance when you can also see the faint meteors. Of course, the bright ones you'll be able to see from inside the city, no problem. But the shower often contains a lot of small, faint ones. So
okay.
If you want to see those, darker skies are better.
Drive about 5 miles out in the country or so.
Sure.
And you don't need binoculars or anything to see these.
No. In fact, you really don't need any observational aids at all. They'll actually hinder this, because you never know where a meteor is going to be. And if you're going to look with binoculars or telescope, you'd have to have an idea where to look. And since the meteors can appear just about anywhere in the sky, your best bet is to just get out a blanket, lay on your back, and look up. And hopefully you'll get lucky and you'll see one.
Very cool. Will there be any left tomorrow night to see?
They will. The Perseids do tend to have a peak, which is tonight, but they've actually been going on for the last couple nights in very low numbers, typically about 10 per hour or something like that. And that'll continue on the other side of the peak as well. So probably for the next couple days, you'll still have a fair chance of seeing a couple Perseids. But by all means, tonight is the best night.
Big show tonight.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Sure, no problem.
Jeff Bryant is the president of the Champaign-Urbana Astronomical Society, and we've been talking to him for the last few minutes about the Perseid meteor shower, the big peak viewing time coming up tonight, and we'll hope that we'll get the clearness out of the partly cloudy sky forecast here in our area, so we can go out probably 10 o'clock and later and look up in the sky primarily to the northeast and see some meteors.